Both Labor and National are playing down New Zealand First's chances of returning to Parliament, but won't completely rule out working with the party ever again. Winston Peters used his party's AGM over the weekend to declare a comeback and unleashed a torrent of attacks on all and sundry. Here's our Deputy Political Editor, Craig McCulloch.
Gone from Parliament, but not forgotten. Winston Peters is still causing a stir in the corridors of power.
Look, it's Winston, right? He just said stuff.
It was kind of the voice of insignificance, to be quite honest.
I just get disappointed. I think that Winston is better than that.
That's ridiculous.
The minor outrage provoked by the New Zealand First leader's speech over the weekend, his first since the party crashed out of Parliament last year.
We are coming back.
Back with a vengeance, Mr. Peters heaped scorn on the government and opposition, on so-called cancel culture, on the increased use of te reo and the word Aotearoa. But perhaps his most provocative remarks were reserved for a later interview with Newstalk ZB, when explaining why he chose not to go into power with National in 2017.
You look at the cess maniacs and the mess they're in now and tell me, what option do I have?
Yes, you heard right. Sex maniacs. A descriptor which sent Judith Collins' trademark eyebrows skyward.
Well, he obviously doesn't know us.
National's Chris Pink went further. He fired off a colourful joke on Twitter, complete with an asterisked expletive. It said Winston Peters is the real sex maniac because he can F asterisk asterisk K a whole country at once. This morning, the tweet had been deleted.
My office said it's just simply inappropriate. We don't use that sort of language.
Yeah, look, I don't want to cause any offence with the framing of the tweet, so I thought might as well err on the side of safety and take that down.
So the tweet is gone, but not the feeling behind it. National has little love for Mr. Peters, no desire to work with him.
We just don't see him coming back, so it's an extraordinary hypothetical, and the party's always ruled him out for years now.
But what if New Zealand First had a different leader?
Oh, we'll wait to see.
Labour is also leaving the door open a crack, though Jacinda Ardern doesn't exactly seem to think it a likely prospect.
As I've said before, you know, those who I've worked with before, I've always kept an open mind of, but there's a massive hypothetical at this point in time.
A massive hypothetical, and one many in Parliament would rather did not eventuate.
I really don't care.
The racist propaganda and rhetoric coming out of a brown mouth doesn't make it any different.
I hope he's enjoying his retirement.
They've got a lot of work to do.
Would you like to see them return?
No. But good luck to them.
It's a steep road ahead for New Zealand First, but then the party has come back before.